The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. I'm a Kalamazoo chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and we have a beautiful day out there today. It's a beautiful spring day. Sun is shining on this Good Friday, and it is indeed a Good Friday. So we want to welcome you to the show. Today we're going to be going over a couple of things. I thought we would do a little report on vaccinations so that those of you that have young children and you're wondering about vaccinations or have any concerns about vaccinations, I thought we would review the safety and scientific research on that so that you would have the information necessary to make an accurate and a sound decision on vaccinating your children. After all, it's very, very important that you have information so that you can care for your children and be the best parent you possibly can be. So, moving right on, let's take a look at some vaccine reports. We're going to look at some myths about vaccination so that you get the cold, hard facts, if you will, and basically just the honest truth, and then we'll talk a little bit in depth. And if you want to call, give us a call, 866-472-5792, and I'll be happy to talk with you about this and help answer any questions that you may have. So let's look at some of the myths about, let's start with the flu shot, first of all. And the number one myth is that flu causes about 36,000 American deaths every year. Now, that's a considerable amount when you think that many people dying. The fact of the matter is the flu causes relatively few deaths. Flu and pneumonia deaths are lumped together, giving the false impression that thousands die of the flu. However, according to the official government figures from the United States, take the year 2002, the total number of flu and pneumonia deaths was reported at 65,984. However, when you look at the numbers more closely, out of that number of 65,984 deaths, only 753 were from the flu, or about 1.1% of the total. In 2001, the total number of flu and pneumonia deaths was reported at 62,123. Out of that number, only 267 were from the flu, or about 0.4%. So, flu kills very, very few people, and usually these people are suffering from severe diseases of their own, like leukemia, or other diseases where their immune system has been severely compromised. So let's just look at this a little further. So the myth, if I have flu symptoms, then I have the flu. And in fact, the fact is most people with flu-like symptoms do not have, quote, the flu. Most people suffering from fever, fatigue, cough, achy muscles may think they have the flu, but instead they have an influenza-like disease. And they're associated with over 100 different kinds of non-flu germs, rhinoviruses, parainfluenza viruses, respiratory RSV viruses, adenoviruses, chlamydia pneumonia, a whole bunch of other things. And one study, the CDC found that only 13.4% of the people who had flu symptoms actually had the flu. The remaining 86, almost 87% did not. And so the idea that the flu is just rampant out there trying to get us and we should run and get our flu shot remains a little bit questionable. The flu shot protects us against the flu. Now, naturally, if you were to get a flu shot or any kind of vaccination, you would want to make sure that that protects you from the flu. Fact of the matter is, there's no proof that flu shots protect against the flu. Let me repeat that. The fact is that there's no proof that flu shots protect against the flu. In fact, J. Anthony Morris, the PhD, the former chief vaccine control officer at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, in other words, the FDA, said there's no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway. Now, this is from the FDA. Astonishing. For example, the product insert for the 2011-2012 flu vaccine from Smith, GlaxoSmithKline states, there have been no controlled studies, trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza after vaccination with Flulaval, which is the name of their product. So, when you're, it's suggested you get a flu shot, keep in mind, even the drug companies know, and the federal government knows, that they're worthless. Myth, the flu shot protects babies. Now, the fact is, the flu shot is ineffective for babies. In fact, in a review of more than 51 studies, and this was the research was done by the Cochrane group, and you can look this up at www.cochrane.org reviews, found that there's in 294,000 children, 51 studies, it was found that there was no evidence that injecting children 6 to 24 months of age with a flu shot was any more effective than a placebo. Placebo, 17% effect of the placebo evidence. So, I mean, it's kind of shocking when you think about that, especially when you're told, well, you want to get a flu shot to protect your child. Let's look at another myth. The flu shot benefits children's immune systems. After all, we're told you're exposed to this virus with a flu shot, and that stimulates the body's immune system to make antibodies, which then protects you from whatever the vaccination was or immunization was, because immunization is not, or vaccination is not immunization. So the flu shot benefits children's immune systems. That's a myth. The fact is, repeated vaccinations at a young age increases the risk of influenza in older age. This may be due to overall weakening of the immune system from the unnatural way vaccinations enter the body. It's only natural flu infection that strengthens the immune system. And this was a study that appeared in Epidemiological Infection in 2006. The flu children protects asthmatic children. Of course, we're told that if your child has asthma or another chronic illness, they, of course, should have a flu shot. Now, unfortunately, that appears to be a myth. The facts, when you look at the facts, there's no evidence that the flu vaccine helps asthmatics. In one study, 400 children with asthma were given flu vaccine, and 400 children with asthma did not receive the influenza vaccine. The two groups were compared with respect to clinic visits, emergency department visits, visits and hospitalizations for asthma. The study failed to provide evidence that the influenza vaccine prevents pediatric asthma exacerbations. Now, this was a study that was entitled Influenza Effectiveness of Influenza Vaccine for the Prevention of Asthma Exacerbations, Archives of DIS Child 2004. So, and this research, of course, comes from myth-busting vaccine study from Dr. Ted Korn, an expert in the field on vaccinations through his research. Myth number five, the flu shot will prevent my child from getting serious illness. Well, the fact of the matter, unfortunately, is exactly the opposite. The flu shot increases the chances of your child not only getting a serious illness, but in fact being hospitalized. So not only is a flu shot useless for children, it's dangerous. At the 105th International Conference of the American Thoracic Society in San Diego in 2009, it was reported that youngsters who had received the flu vaccine had three times the risk of hospitalization when compared to children who had not received the vaccine. For kids with asthma, there was even a greater risk that they would have problems. And so this is at the American Thoracic Society. Nothing but expert doctors there. In spite of these findings, the Centers for Disease Control and the American Academy of Pediatrics continue to recommend annual influenza vaccination for all children 6 months to 18 years, and the National Asthma Education Program continues to promote annual flu vaccine of asthmatic children. Now, despite the science, you have to wonder, what's behind that? That this is unscientific. Another myth, the flu shot protects adults. Now, the fact is, the flu shot is more or less useless for adults. I mean, isn't that fascinating? Useless if you're lucky, deadly if you're unlucky. In a review of 48 reports involving more than 66,000 adults, the benefit of getting vaccinated was minimal, if any. At most, the researchers felt that vaccination of healthy adults only reduced the risk of influenza by 6% and reduced the number of missed work days by less than one day. In other words, it was actually about 2 hours. It did not change the number of people needing to go to the hospital or to take time off work. Now, that's another research from the Cochrane Group. And the Cochrane Group is totally independent. They're not funded by drug companies or big pharma to produce the kinds of studies that produce most of these myths that we're talking about. So, we've got about a minute to go before break, and we'll just finish with this fact. The myth is the elderly are protected by the flu shot. The fact is the elderly are not protected by the flu shot, the exact opposite. And this is based on 64 different studies for elderly people living in nursing homes. Flu shots were non-significant for preventing the flu. For elderly living in the community, flu vaccines were not effective against influenza. So, a common problem in nearly all medical research is the bias of the researchers. Yeah, some scientists. For example, in one famous study, Researchers revealed that even though immunizations in the elderly increased from 15% way back in 1980 to 65%, there's been no decrease in the death from influenza and pneumonia. In other words, the stuff doesn't work. So, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break right now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're talking about the myths of vaccination. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health. And you can reach me at kcchealth.net. And be sure to go to my Facebook page, Speaking of Health, and like me there. And we're looking for any comments. Be sure to give us a call, 866-472-5792, and we'll be happy to take your calls. Now, we've been talking about the myths of vaccination, and especially the flu shot, and the idea that the elderly are protected by the flu shot. When, in fact, the exact opposite is true. Total distortion, total lie. And, of course, this is based on scientific evidence. Now, the researchers reviewed earlier flu studies and found that they substantially overestimate the vaccine's benefit. Now, of course, if they're funded by Big Pharma that makes the flu vaccine, is it any wonder that they substantially overestimate this? And this was a study, the impact of influenza vaccine on seasonal mortality in the U.S. Elderly population. And this appeared in 2005 in the Archives of Internal Medicine. In addition to finding that studies greatly exaggerated vaccine benefits, the researchers repeated their findings that evidence is insufficient to indicate the benefit, if any, that elderly people derive from the vaccination. And this was another study in 2007. Mortality benefits of influenza vaccination in elderly people, an ongoing controversy, and that appeared in the Lancet Journal of Infectious Diseases. Now let's look at another myth. The flu shot protects the elderly from pneumonia. Again, the facts are, the flu shot does not protect the elderly from pneumonia. One of the reasons the elderly are told to get a flu shot is to prevent their getting pneumonia, which can result in death. However, research shows that the flu shot has no effect on pneumonia. And this was a study that appeared in The Lancet. Influenza vaccination and risk of community-acquired pneumonia in immunocompetent elderly people, a population-based nested control case control study. A later study, and that appeared in 2008, and then a later study also found that the flu vaccine does not reduce severe complications from the flu. In fact, in hospital, in other words, hospital death, influenza, or pneumonia admission in the elderly. Now, that was a study that appeared in 2009 in the Journal of Preventive Medicine Hygiene, Influenza Vaccine Effectiveness for the Elderly. A cohort study involving general practitioners from Abruzzo, Italy. So worldwide, this is showing that this flu shot nonsense is exactly that. There's a lot of myths promoting, and yet in effect, they're totally bogus. Now, here's another myth, and you all need to pay attention to this one. The flu vaccine is well-researched. There is a lot of science behind people telling you that you need to have a flu shot. The fact is, no one knows how dangerous the flu vaccine is because it has not been properly studied. Flu vaccines have not been evaluated for their ability to cause cancer or mutations or whether they can cause reproductive problems such as sterility. It's not known whether flu vaccine can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or can affect future reproductive ability. So remember, mothers, if you're pregnant, don't get a flu shot. You don't know what's going to happen. It's not known whether the flu vaccine is excreted in human milk. Animal fertility studies have not been conducted. No safety research on this. According to the manufacturers of the flu vaccine, it should not be administered to anyone with hypersensitivity to any flu shot components. Some of those components are antifreeze and different shocking adjuvants such as that. Most people don't know if they're sensitive to any of these ingredients in the flu shot until they're given the flu shot. So, safety when it comes to the flu shot, when in doubt, don't. The flu vaccine is safe. Another salacious myth. The fact is, there's been reports in Europe of narcolepsy, as well as reports of seizures and convulsions following the flu vaccine. In Australia, a flu vaccine was banned in April 2010 for children after dozens of reactions of vomiting, high fevers, convulsions, among other severe reactions. That was in medicalnewstoday.com in the articles and in naturalnews.com in Australia. Injuries that may take weeks or months to surface will probably not be recognized as related to the shot. A partial list of possible vaccine reactions includes hot flashes, flushes, chills, fever, malaise, shivering, fatigue, asthenia, and facial edema. In rare cases, hypersensitivity reactions have led to anaphylactic shock and death. Other reactions include diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, headache, dizziness, neuralgia, paresthesia, numbness, confusion, febrile convulsions, Guillain-Barré syndrome. You know, most neurologists, when the flu shots come out in the flu season, they have office pools. Who's going to be the first people in? How soon before the first Guillain-Barré cases come in? Myelitis, including encephalomyelitis and transverse myelitis. Neuropathy, including neuritis and paralysis, including Bell's palsy. Now, this is from a package insert, Influenza Vaccine Fluvirin, 2010-2011, Formula 6.3, Post-Marketing Experience. Now, this comes with the flu shot. You get your flu shot and you call up with any of those symptoms. I have a headache, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, dizziness, neuralgia. I'm confused. I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, that's not the flu shot. Don't worry. Just rest and take it easy. That's the kind of nonsense that's told. Now, another interesting myth. Flu shots are not linked to brain damage. Flu shots, in fact, are linked to brain damage and to Alzheimer's disease. According to Hugh Feudenberg, Dr. Hugh Feudenberg, he's the world's leading immunogeneticist. on flu vaccines, the chances of getting Alzheimer's disease are 10 times higher if an individual's had 5 consecutive flu shots. Dr. Fudenberg states that the mercury in the shot is the ingredient that causes the brain damage. Multi-dose vials of the flu vaccine contain mercury. So multi-dose vials, that's a big bottle that they draw individual flu shots out of, protected with mercury. You know, if you break a thermometer in a lake, that lake is contaminated. You pump that mercury into a human being, is he contaminated? This is ludicrous. And this was a presentation he made at the National Vaccine Information Center's first international conference on vaccination in 1997. So this research goes back a long ways. I mean, this is common stuff. And this isn't the stuff you hear in your newspapers advertising flu vaccine. This isn't the stuff you hear about vaccinations every fall when they try to get your children to be vaccinated. This is stuff that's hidden from you, and yet you have a right to know. Dr. Fudenberg's findings were even given more weight in another study that found that Alzheimer's brains have more mercury in them. Researchers found twice as much mercury in the brains of those who died of Alzheimer's as in the controls. The area of the brain that deals with memories and sensations had 4 times the mercury as the control group did. Regional brain trace element studies in Alzheimer's disease, that was in the journal Neurotoxicology back in 1988. So this is the research is out there, and yet I bet this is research that you've never heard. Now, it's time for us to take a break. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis speaking of health, and when we come back, we want to talk about some more of this, as this is scientific research. This isn't just stuff I'm making up. This isn't anti-vaccine material. It certainly may sound like it, but what it is it's the truth about vaccinations. And the vaccine material, you could say, are the myths of vaccination. And we've been going through these myths, and it's shocking. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back, Dr. Michael Cudlis, kcchealth.net. And we're talking about the truths and myths, the myths and truths of flu shots and vaccinations. And here's one. It's safe to vaccinate during pregnancy. Moms, pay attention to this. Of course, the fact is vaccinations during pregnancy is dangerous and useless. Researchers found that vaccinating mothers does not reduce respiratory illness in their infants, nor reduce respiratory illness in their newborns. Maternal influenza vaccination does not significantly affect infant output and inpatient visits for acute respiratory illness. Now, the ingredients in the flu shots are safe. That's another myth. Let's look at some flu shot ingredients. Chicken embryos. Those allergic to chicken, including eggs and feathers, can become seriously ill from the vaccination. Sodium phosphate. It can affect heart and central nervous system. Sodium deoxycholate, a tumor promoter and DNA damaging agent. Mercury, brain and nervous system toxin. Formaldehyde, cancer causing. Why would they put formaldehyde in a flu shot? I guess they want it to what? Preserve you longer? Beta propiolactone. It's toxic to the liver and to the intestinal tract. Gentamicin sulfate and polymyxin. These are antibiotics. Neomycin sulfate, another antibiotic. MSG, monosodium glutamate. I guess that makes the vaccine taste better. Causes brain damage in experimental animals. Gelatin, obtained from selective pieces of calf, pork, and cattle skin. Oh, you definitely want that injected into your body where your body can't protect yourself. Polyethylene glycol, ether. It's a spermicide, causes chills, confusing, dizziness, lightheadedness, muscle aches, peeling of the skin, causes severe eye irritation, harmful if swallowed, inhaled, or in contact with the skin. In fact, the manufacturer states for research only, not for human or drug use. And here they are putting it in the vaccinations. Now, this isn't wild stuff. This is scientific research. This is the facts. This is the truth. Now, here's another myth. Why you would want to do that? To make it easier for you to deal with the disease. Acute illness damages your body and is bad for you. That's the myth. The fact is, acute illness is historically considered beneficial. For thousands of years, healers have recognized the necessary role of acute infectious illness. Way back, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, recognized the role such illness played in the bigger picture of health. He wrote, "Diseases are crises of purification, of toxic elimination. Symptoms are the natural defenses of the body. We call them diseases, but in fact, they're the cure of the diseases. The cleansing or detoxifying aspect of illness, such as the flu, which is fever, vomiting, diarrhea, sweating, are uncomfortable, sure, no question about that, and yet may be of great benefit. When properly managed, acute infectious illness leaves a stronger, cleaner, healthier person in its wake." Researchers have discovered that those who had febrile infections, childhood diseases, have less cancer as an adult. Medical Hypothesis Journal. Febrile infection, infectious childhood diseases, and the history of cancer patients. And matched controls. That was in the Journal of Medical Hypothesis, 1998. Way back. Another study revealed that a history of common colds or influenza was associated with a decreased risk in stomach, colon, rectum, and ovarian cancer. Now, that was in the Journal of Cancer Residential Clinical Oncology way back in 1991. And yet another study, the subjects who reported a history of infectious diseases such as cold and flu showed a 30% reduction in the risk of brain tumors, the International Journal of Cancer. Now, lowering fever shortens the duration of an illness. Now, that's for those of you that quick reach for the aspirin bottle or the acetaminophen bottle. When you get sick, I'll take an aspirin, it'll make me better. And when in fact lowering fever keeps you sick longer. Fever is one of the body's most powerful healing mechanisms. In one study, flu sufferers who took aspirin or acetaminophen were sick an average of 3.5 days longer than people who did not take the drugs. And that was in the journal Pharmacotherapy in the year 2000. Now, the flu vaccine has changed every year to combat the next flu. We stay ahead of it. We look ahead. We know what flu viruses are coming, and we combat that. That's the myth that you're told. The fact is, no one knows what flu will be circulating next season. It's a guess. It's impossible to predict with any precision what vaccine will work when flu season starts. It's not possible in advance of the influenza season to predict what vaccine will be needed to match the flu strain that's circulating. In fact, in some years when vaccine and circulating strains were not well matched, no vaccine effectiveness was demonstrated. The vaccine was totally useless. As one study reported, vaccine may not provide overall economic benefits in most years. Well, I have to say that I don't think that's true, because in fact the economic benefits to Big Pharma and the drug companies is quite big. Quite big. And that was an article that appeared in JAMA, Effectiveness and Cost Benefit of Influenza Vaccinations of Healthy Working Adults, a randomized clinical controlled study back in the year 2000 in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So with all of these myths being exactly false, there might be 18 reasons just to say no. You know, we remember Ronald Reagan and his wife, and they're famous, they just say no to drugs. Yeah, that's a good point. Just say no to vaccines. Now, why would you do that? Well, number one, to have healthier children. Research reveals that non-vaccinated children are healthier than vaccinated children. And this comes by scientific research publication by Ted Korn, Korn Publications, on vaccinations. And there is two studies that documented that. One was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and one in Journal of Epidemiology. Again, way back 1994, 1997. Because it's old research, if it was true then, it's true today. To protect my children from vaccine-caused diseases. That's why you'd want to get them vaccinated, right? It is the vaccinated children who have autism, asthma, allergies, skin disorders, immune system disorders, neurological disorders, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, other behavioral disorders, meningitis, dyslexia, hearing and vision problems. Those conditions are rare in non-vaccinated children. They're common in vaccinated children. Other conditions linked to vaccination include pervasive developmental disorder, Asperger's syndrome, eczema, meningitis, encephalitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, convulsions, seizures, anaphylaxis, thrombocytopenia, optic neuritis, ocular palsies. The list goes on. It's astonishing. Crohn's disease, headache, excuse me, dizziness, hearing and vision problems. All kinds of problems. Chronic fatigue, diabetes, multiple sclerosis. Dr. Robert Mendelson writes, immunization against relatively harmless childhood diseases may be responsible for the dramatic increase in cancer, leukemia, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, lupus, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. These are medical doctors. These aren't anybody else. Jane Orient, the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, writes, asthma and diabetes, autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, have increased greatly since the introduction of many new vaccines. This research is not being done. They're not studying. Is there a link? In fact, by the time a child is 6 months old, if we follow the 2013 Center for Disease Control recommended schedule, that 16-year-old is going to be is going to be injected with at least 62 vaccines. At 18 months old, at least 87 vaccines. And at 6 years old, 101 vaccines. My goodness, no wonder they're terrified to go to the medical doctor. This is astonishing. Now, let's look at some other reasons why you might get your child vaccinated. Or, I should say, not vaccinated. Now, to protect my baby from being injected with toxic poisons. That's a good reason to protect your baby. You don't want them injected with toxic poisons. The environment's loaded with it. But to have it injected with vaccines that are allegedly safe, in addition to live and killed bacteria, viri, and other toxins, children are injected with some of the most lethal poisons known: formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum, phenol, in other words, carbolic acid, borax, which is an ant killer, ethylene glycol, which is an antifreeze, dye, acetone, nail polish remover, latex, MSG, oh yeah, you want that to make it taste better when they're injecting it, glycerol, polysorbate, 80-20, sorbitol, monkey, cow, chick, pig, sheep, and dog tissues and cells. And they may be contaminated with animal viruses, gelatin, casein, human fetal cells, human viruses, antibiotics, genetically modified yeast, and animal, bacterial, and viral DNA, which may affect your child's DNA. Now, these things are common items in the vaccines, and you're told they're safe. I don't know, but if I was taking my child in to be vaccinated, and I decided against that, and my pediatrician said, if you don't vaccinate your children, I refuse to care for you, your child, then you should say, good, thank you. I'll take them to somebody who cares about my health and my child's health. I appreciate you telling me that you're unconcerned about the health of my child. Fire the guy or fire the woman and go find a doctor that's more interested in caring for the real health of your child, not just promoting Big Pharma's vaccination and immunization schedule. 101 vaccines by 6 years old? Oh my God. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. And we're speaking of health. We're talking about vaccines today. the myths and some reasons why you may consider not vaccinating your children. Now, I want my child to be free of autism and learning disorders. A lot of parents are not vaccinating their children as a result of that fear, and they're being told, well, research shows that there's no link between autism and learning disorders. And the fact of the matter, here's what the federal court said, what the United States government said. In the Court of Federal Claims, they admitted that vaccines can cause autism. Now, this was made, government concedes vaccine autism in federal court. Now what? And that was reported in the Huffington Post, February 25th, by Kirby, 2008, that indeed, vaccines cause autism. The federal government admits to it. They absolutely admit to it. So, medical researcher Harris Coulter, the number one medical researcher in the United States, Dr. Coulter reports between 15% and 20% of American school children are considered learning disabled with minimal brain dysfunction directly caused by vaccine damage. Now, his estimate, and this was back in 1990, is now a fraction of the larger number of vaccine-damaged children. For example, by 2008, 5 million U.S. children aged 3 to 17 were classified as learning disabled, a threefold increase since the late 1970s, with comparable increases in attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and asthma. In addition, as early as January 2004, the American Academy of Pediatrics announced that in the Autism Alarm Bulletin that 1 in 6 American children were diagnosed with a developmental disorder and or behavioral disorder. 1 in 6. Vaccination is creating a generation of neurologically damaged children. Now, if we include other types of vaccine damage, such as allergy, including food allergies and asthma, the numbers are far higher. So these are some reasons you want to consider before you vaccinate your child. And this is scientific research. We're not making this stuff up. You know, we're not making this stuff up. Vaccines interfere with transplacental immunity. Now, that's the protection of the fetus, and it's the protection that the fetus gets from the mother before birth through the placenta. When a little girl's vaccinated, she does not develop all the natural immunity she should have. When she becomes pregnant, she can't pass on such protection to her unborn child. This is why measles now occurs in children less than 1 year old, in adults over 25 ages where it can be fatal. This was unheard of before vaccinations. Vaccines interfere with the age of occurrence of childhood diseases. Vaccines are changing our genetic makeup, ladies and gentlemen. They're interfering with our DNA. No one knows if vaccine damage can surface later. This is a reason not to be vaccinated. There are no adequate studies to determine the long-term effects of vaccines on our children and future generations. Vaccination is a disaster to the immune system. It actually causes a lot of illness. We're changing our genetic code through vaccination. Now, I'm just not saying that. That was Ghislaine Langtat, a medical doctor, who's saying that. The flu vaccine is linked to Alzheimer's disease and dementia. We've already talked about that. Now, here's an important one. I don't want to vaccinate my child because I want my child to have permanent immunity. Only natural immunity lasts a lifetime, and vaccines don't provide natural immunity. You see, vaccination is not immunization. Also, when children are permitted to have infectious diseases that they get in childhood, they naturally lower their risk of cancer and heart disease in later life. I mean, you could make a case that you get your child vaccinated as a make-work program for the medical profession later on in life, because they're going to have other diseases caused by the vaccination. It's amazing when you look at this. And number 16, a number 16 reason why vaccinations don't work. That's why you shouldn't have your children vaccinated. They don't work. Outbreaks have occurred in 100% vaccinated populations. Now, this is important. In one school, out of 137 children who contracted measles, 98.7 were vaccinated. Another study found that getting a pertussis shot increases the chances of getting pertussis. Now, that was a research study, the pertussis one. The reemergence of pertussis in the highly vaccinated population of the Netherlands. Observations on surveillance data. Emerging infectious diseases in the year 2000. So, yeah, that's a good reason to get a vaccination, so that you can get the disease that you're being vaccinated against. Now, another reason not to be vaccinated. Vaccination dosage isn't personalized. You know, when you need to take a antibiotic, the medical doctor figures out the size of the antibiotic pill you're supposed to have based on what your weight is. When they vaccinate children, a 5-pound premature baby will get the same dosage as a 60-pound 6-year-old. There is no personalization for weight, health, or other reason. A single vaccine given to a 6-pound newborn is equivalent to giving an adult 30 vaccinations on the same day. Isn't that amazing? Now, number 18, you may not want to have your child vaccinated to promote a drug-free lifestyle. After all, if we're made in his image, do we really need to be vaccinated? How can we tell our children to avoid drugs if we drug them throughout their childhood? How can we teach our children that drugs are bad if we take them all the time? Our children are injected with dangerous, toxic chemicals that have no benefit and may cause disease far worse than what they're designed to, quote, prevent. Natural immunity is safer. Natural immunity promotes healthier children. And best of all, natural immunity lasts forever. So, when you think about that, why would you vaccinate your child? You know, Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, a medical doctor, last century, used to say that vaccinations are one of the four holy waters of medicine, the religion of modern medicine. And you just do it. And I mean, we vaccinate our pets and don't think about it. Every year they get a rabies vaccination. Well, if they're supposed to impart immunity to our animals, how come we have to get them injected every year or every 3 years? Maybe it's just a profit-sharing thing for the people doing the vaccination. Or maybe it is that they just don't work. I mean, we don't know. And yet we're told, well, if we get rabies, you know, there's no treatment for that. Well, maybe that's just scare tactics. Who knows? Who knows? You know, you find all these different things that go on with drug companies. And, I mean, you look at the banks and these power organizations that have just ripped off the public left and right. And you have to wonder, what's the truth here? Do we have anybody that we can trust? I mean, you have the federal government telling you that a 6-year-old, your 6-year-old child, should get at least 101 vaccinations by the time he's 6 years old. And at the same time admitting in a court of law that there's no evidence that vaccinations work. I mean, those are two opposing views. What's going on here? I mean, what are we doing? You know, I encourage you to go to the National Vaccine Information Center, which is not supported by the drug companies, not supported by the federal government. It's supported by private donations. And look at the research. Look at what's going on. Dr. Barbara Lowe Fisher has been a guest on our show. You can go back and read our shows. Back last year, early June and July was when we had her on. And she has a vested interest in one thing, telling you the truth, letting you have information, scientific information, just like Dr. Ted Koren here has information on this, so that you can make up your own mind. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to shut off and end our show. This is Speaking of Health. God bless you. I love you. Peace. Be still. We'll see you.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers of